In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is from Exodus chapter 2. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the people of Israel were on their knees. They had suffered 400 years of back-breaking slavery in Egypt. And now, an order had gone out from Pharaoh. Every Hebrew baby boy that was born was to be cast into the Nile and drowned. So out of the depths of despair and sorrow, they groaned and they cried out to the Lord. Lord, help us. Deliver us from the hand of our enemy. Those cries, they did not evaporate into thin air, and they didn't fall on deaf ears. No, like all the prayers of the faithful, they rose like incense before the throne of God. And God was attentive to their cries for mercy. Remember our text for this evening? Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God, Moses said. And God heard their groaning. Did you catch that? Like a caring mother or a protective father hears the cries of their child and runs to their aid, so also God hears, and God cares, and God responds. He responded to the people of Israel as their dear father. That's why Moses said, God heard their groaning and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. To say that God remembered is not to say that he forgot. It is to say that God is going to act on his promise here and now. God is going to act on his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a covenant he made nearly 600 years before our text, when Abraham and his wife Sarah were old and childless. Still, God had promised them descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, and that they would inherit the promised land, and that through Abram's offsprings, all nations of the earth would be blessed through the one particular offspring, the promised child who would crush the serpent's head. That promise, it passed to Isaac, and then to Jacob, and then to Judah, and now in Exodus 2. More than 400 years have passed since the time of Jacob. And while Abram's descendants had indeed grown too numerous to count, they were still slaves. Slaves in a foreign land. But now, the time had come for God to act, for God to fulfill his promise. So God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. He saw their sorrow and their misery, and he knew what they were going through. And the time had come for their deliverance. And God, he always keeps his promises. So he delivered them. Like Israel before us, we too fall on our knees before the Lord tonight. Because we too know a thing or two about slavery. Not slavery to the Egyptians, no. Slavery to sin. Slavery to death. Slavery to the devil. We know the disappointments and pains and pressures of living in a fallen world. The struggle with sin is wearying. Battling against pride, greed, lust, envy, drunkenness, impatience, love of money, jealousy, hatred, vengeance, laziness, fighting and fleeing, but like a dog returning to its own vomit, returning again to our sinful temptation, and giving up and giving in and indulging in those pet sins. And then we feel the chains. The chains of guilt and remorse, the tugging at our hearts and wrists and minds. And we cry out in despair and sorrow. Why is it the evil things that I don't want to do, that's what I keep on doing? Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And God hears your repentant voice, and his ears, they are attentive to your cries for mercy. He hears, and he cares, and he knows, and he understands, and he remembers. God remembers his promises to you. For the God who made great promises to Abraham has made exceedingly great promises to you as well. And the God who kept his promises to Abraham keeps his promises to you too. For in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son into the genealogical line of Abraham to be born of a woman, to be born under the law, so that he could forgive our iniquity, so that he could remember our sins no more, so that we could be set free. Set free from our slavery to sin. Set free from our slavery to death. Set free from our slavery to the devil. Jesus Christ came to fulfill God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He came to be a blessing to all nations. He came to bless you. He came to grant you forgiveness of all your sins and eternal life in the promised land, in the kingdom of heaven, with your eternal God. In his steadfast love and mercy, Jesus took your sin upon himself. He bore them on the tree of the cross. He atoned for them with his holy, precious blood. He blotted out your transgressions. He washed you thoroughly from your iniquity in baptism. He cleansed you from all your sin. Dear saints of the living God, the good news is that God does not count your trespass against you. He removes them from you. He remembers your sin no more. Because Jesus, the Son of God, has set you free, and so you are free indeed. That's why the psalmist writes, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you, because of Jesus, there is forgiveness." God has heard your cries and answered them in Jesus Christ. He has said to you, "Your sins are forgiven. I am with you always. Nothing can separate you from my love, and I will raise you up on the last day." This is God's promise, God's answer to your cries of despair and sorrow. He has, and he will always remember you. In Jesus' name, amen.